This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. You, listening right now, are you behind the wheel? Maybe on your way home from work or picking your kid up from school? Take a look out your window. Do you see any campaign logos? Maybe on a bumper in front of you or maybe on a nearby lawn? Even if you're not driving, chances are you've seen a lot of political logos. Our elections are becoming more and more branded, and political hopefuls spend a lot of time and money coming up with the right way to put on their best face or their best font. Sam Berlow is general manager of Boston's Font Bureau. Berlow says that the past two decades have been the golden era of typography. 20 years ago, candidates had about 40,000 fonts to choose from. Now they have 150,000. Sam Berlow joined us from his office on Martha's Vineyard to talk about the Massachusetts crop of campaign logos. He started with Governor Deval Patrick.
Well, Deval Patrick uses a typeface called Interstate. It's the typeface he's used throughout his campaign, his first campaign in this one. It's a classic, very familiar typeface. It's a typeface that you see on all the road signs and interstate signs across America. He uses the blue. Obviously, he's a Democrat. He's got the very odd 2010 behind it that sometimes you can see and sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's green, sometimes it's white. I think it's very distracting.
And he has his running mate's name on his logo, which is he's the only candidate to do that.
That's true, and it's sort of smaller and thinner and weaker. I think that one big mistake that John Kerry made is he made his name the same size as his running mate, and that was very distracting to voters.
And how about Charlie Baker's logo?
Oh, Charlie Baker. Charlie Baker uses a font called Arial. I don't want to say it's the worst font in the world, but it's not a font that I would ever recommend anyone use for anything. It's a free font that comes with Windows and comes on the Macintosh. It's an imitation of Helvetica, so you're imitating the most commonly used typeface in the world. And it's free, which maybe is why Charlie Baker used it. He wanted to save the taxpayers' money already. The oddest part, obviously, about the logo is the left side of the B, which sort of turns into a flag.
It's like a waving flag.
Yeah, which is very odd. You know, we read words as words. We don't read letter by letter. And, you know, we look at the leading edge of the first letter, and then we read the shape of the word. And to take the leading edge of a word and make it into a wave is disturbing.
So you think there's a risk that people will say they see the waving B and they'll see this is Charlie Acre?
I don't know what they see there. I've never seen a character like that.
Let's talk about Tim Cahill's. Tim Cahill's the independent, of course. He has a black backdrop with white letters and a single star in there. So really almost colorless.
It's a very conservative, very simple logo. It uses a typeface that makes it look as though he's been around for a long time. It's very similar to the typeface that Hillary Clinton used. In fact, I think it's just about the same. The white really sticks out, especially on the internet and on signs. The black is unusual. You don't see a lot of black and white.
Now, Jill Stein, we shouldn't be surprised, Jill Stein of the Green Rainbow Party chooses green for the backdrop of her sign, her logo.
She does. It's not the most attractive sign in the world. I thought it was interesting that she used an outline of the entire state. Maybe she was reading those geography surveys that tell us that people can't pick the outline of a state, and she was trying to help us out. It's odd to use the outline of a state in a logo, although you see it. Harry Reid did it in Nevada.
And like Tim Cahill's logo, she has a star, although her star dots the I in Stein.
Yes. That's cute. We see a lot of single stars. McCain did it. You know, it's either going to be a star or a flag element. We often see flags sort of floating off of the back of the trailing letter. Stars and flags are very common. I'm surprised that Tim Cahill didn't make that a big red star, but, you know, he's black and white. He doesn't want to be red or blue. Clearly, he's making a statement.
Of the four candidate logos we've just looked at for the gubernatorial candidates in Massachusetts, which do you think is the most effective or the most eye-catching?
I think Baker's pretty eye-catching because you really try to figure out what the heck's going on with that flag.
Which do you think works best?
Well, I like the Deval Patrick the best because the typeface Interstate is one we sell.
Any reason other than that?
No, actually, overall, if I was looking at it objectively, I would say that the DePaul Patrick logo is rather cold. I think that the Baker, in its simplicity, and it's, we're so familiar, we see Ariel all the time. Ariel is everywhere, and it's free, it's simple, it's bland. I think the Baker logo is very, very effective.
Let's also talk about a big congressional race in Massachusetts. This is Democrat Bill Keating running against a Republican named Jeff Perry. Now, you're actually from Martha's Vineyard, which is part of that congressional district. Are you seeing a lot of Keating and Perry signs on the island?
Well, it's interesting. We do see them all the time. But I'm not seeing the signs that I'm finding on their websites or all across the Internet or even on TV. What I'm seeing on the sides of the road are totally different type on the signs. Jeff Perry, again, uses Gotham, which is the same typeface that Obama used and the same typeface that O'Donnell uses. It's very strong. It's very red. He's got the same shooting star that Christine O'Donnell has. I'm not seeing those signs on the side of the road. I'm seeing much more conservative signs.
One thing that stood out to me about Jeff Perry's logo is that the letters are all caps. And of all the logos we've talked about today, I think that's the only one that uses all capital letters. Does that signify anything to you?
No, that's very common with that kind of word. Cap R's and a cap Y together are going to be a lot stronger than in lowercase. You see that a lot with that, especially with that typeface, Gotham. He's got the interesting, the very light Jeff and the very dark, heavy Perry is a nice, interesting contrast. And then the black Jeff and the white Perry on the red-black background.
Now, the Bill Keating logo is fairly simple. It's thin lettering. It's quite a contrast to Jeff Perry.
Well, the Bill Keating that you're seeing and that you see sometimes on television and you see on the website, we're not seeing that down here. We're seeing a very conservative, sort of an aerial condensed typeface on the signs across the vineyard, red and very, very, you know, light red and then a blue sign. And what you're seeing on the website is FF Meta. And you see that quite a bit on some of his TV ads.
Of all the Massachusetts logos we've talked about today, which one do you think is the winner?
The winner? Well, that's a difficult question. I would have to say the Baker is the one that I just can't forget.
Even though that waving flag B disturbed you, as you put it, you still think that that's the winning logo in your mind?
I can't forget it, which is the problem.
Sam Berlo, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sam Berlo is the general manager of Boston's Font Bureau.